Power Hour. It's the one. Power Hour.
It's the who.
Power Hour.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power Hour.
It's the one.
Power Hour.
It's the who.
Power Hour.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and
every Saturday morning, you need to be tuning in. Wake up, get crushed out your eyes. We about to go live, so come get the schooling in. About our oppression, we answer the questions like, how do we get out this low estate? We let the scripts prophesy. We bringing the Bible to life so that you relate. The world thinks we're rejects, but that word we reject. Watch and we'll show you precept upon precept, line upon line. The scripts say we're the greatest, and they can't debate it. Salvation is only for the blacks, Hispanics, and natives.
Power, power.
The one.
Power Hour.
It's the who.
Power Hour.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power Hour.
It's the one.
Power Hour.
It's the who.
Power Hour.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power Hour.
It's the one.
Power Hour.
It's the who.
Power Hour.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power Hour.
It's the one.
Power Hour.
It's the who.
Power Hour.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour, Native, Latin, and Black Biblical Topics. I am Captain Yahshua.
Shalom, happy Sabbath, Captain Aparian.
Shalom, happy Sabbath, Captain Amariah.
And who we got?
Shalom, Soldier Caleb.
Making his debut.
Making his way down from Salt Lake City, Utah. To come join.
Hey, where are my sound effects so we could give him applause for his debut? All right.
Hey. Drove all the way down from Ontario, Canada to come join us today.
Happy Sabbath.
I was watching Little Shop of Horrors the other day, and it happened to be on TV. And just now, as he's clapping there with the sound effects, there's the part with the scene with John Candy where the dude goes on the radio show, and then he's using like little props to make the sound effects and stuff like that. That's like
funny
this,
we're back to the 80s. See the Rocky Horror Show. Remember that?
Oh, gosh, I know. They wanted me to do that show.
Did they really? Oh, yeah. Man. That would have been hysterical.
I know, but in hindsight, you look at it now. Like, they wanted me to be the creation with the gold underwear.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn. You also wanted to be in Basketball Diaries, but who got the role instead?
That prick, James Madio.
James Madio, bro. Never.
To that, Hook with Robin Williams.
My other brother was supposed to be in Bronx Tales.
You know what it was, man? My jump shot wasn't good. They wanted. Oh, no, it wasn't basketball. It wasn't because of basketball. There was another show that they were going to do. It was supposed to be like Saved by the Bell, but like everybody was on the basketball team. And they came and they auditioned us, but they wanted me to look like I could ball and I couldn't ball. I mean, I could handball.
You were
I
like.
Could baseball.
I was saying, yo, like, give me a bat and a little baseball.
I could football, but I couldn't basketball. So they were like.
He didn't have the handle.
They were like, yeah, no, I didn't have the handle at all.
You weren't Starberry?
Nah, man. No. I had a jump shot. That was it. Oh, snap. James Madio. Yep.
That's correct.
Most High had other plans for me.
Yes, man, yes. Probably would have never repented.
No, but I'd have been up there freaking having my wife tell me that she was boning some dude while we were separated.
Oh. In July.
In July. That way, the whole month of August, I could think about it.
Ugh.
That's that life, man.
Hey, that is
that's
life.
Hollywood,
that's
Hollywood, man.
That's
that witchcraft,
that's
man.
That's the point that I'm making. Anyway, so today we're going to talk about Latinos that want white privilege and no black smoke.
There it is.
Boy, that's
there it
they
is.
Don't, oh boy, you're a can of worms
they,
there.
They don't want the heat. Hey,
how right you are.
I forgot
about
to send you the other thing, but I'll just read it later.
They don't want the heat. Wow, yeah, man. Hey, you can't advance if you don't get some beatdowns.
Oh gosh, I don't even know where to start. Let me start with AOC. Let's bring up her article. Let's bring up AOC's article. We'll talk about that.
I actually liked it, to be honest.
Oh.
Although her overall agenda is clouded.
Well, she's too liberal for me, but I don't mind her. Yeah, I get.
But this one that you had shared was actually really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
she brought out truth.
You know, for this being a right website, they actually didn't go in on her too hard.
I'm surprised because they're going on her. I found out about her through the right.
Yep.
Yeah, they made her. They, yeah. Like, she did the Trump But like from the Democrats.
Yo, for real.
Like, man. Like as far as getting the media and, yeah. and the other side that hate you to like. So it's like they couldn't. Hey, that's why like when people talk about IUIC, it's like good. You don't realize that you're bringing attention to
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
And then when people that actually have a brain for themselves research us and they realize everything you're saying is BS, it's like a little gnat. He's right on the mic thing there too.
I thought we had another guest.
When people hate us, that and then they send in alms to buy our precept books,
put it in a binder, labeled it Volume 1, plastics right. protected plastics.
Well, he bought that, and he bought the precept book, but the precept book is like the size of his phone. He blew it up, printed it, scanned it.
Right.
Put it. Well, you know what? You know, we used to do that when we would get little printouts of stuff. Like
right.
I still have the binder at home with sheet protectors and stuff for things to validate the truth. This dude did that whole thing like that.
He was like this, and look at all these varsity jackets they have. Look at this one.
Did he do that? That
was pretty good.
He's like exaggerating. Look at the posters. I was like, damn, I wonder what that large order was on original.
Bought the whole stock. Like, look at all these shirts. One, two, three, four.
By
five,
Bob Smith.
Right. Anyway, so, you know, they do take little stabs at her, you know, calling her socialist, even though she has said she's a democratic socialist or whatever, but they won't say that part. That's not the point of the message, right? Remember, the media, all of it is bullshit, but you can still sift things out of that
yeah,
as
right,
long as you
sure.
don't ride with the bias, right? So, says AOC, which is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, right? She's the rep for New York in the House of...
She's in the House. She's the House.
She's the
rep. She's
the
a
House
rep.
Of Representatives.
Yeah,
right.
yeah. She's
in the House of Representatives. She's an Ephraimite, yeah. right? You know, she comes off to some people like a little because you know, she does the way she speaks and whatever. Some people don't like her. Of course, you'll see in the background here, she has the LG, and this is what kind of
yeah.
part of what Aparin
right.
was saying how
right.
she's
right.
too left
right.
for him, the LGBTQA
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
You know, get ready for more of it because the Democrats are going to sweep the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's
like,
what people
they're
saying.
They're
going
to hold a majority for like the next two elections.
Yeah, she's menacing, and I'm every woman all day.
Yeah.
In the street.
<That's what
laughs> Freaking Studio 54.
Right. Studio 54. So she's saying, they say here, socialist rep Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez exclaimed in a recent interview, "I always say Latinos are black," right? So that got them all uppity, right? Because they don't like black people. And they definitely don't like Spanish people either. Right?
No, they tolerate us.
Yeah, it's tolerable because some of us, not all of us, because, right, you look at, like, Abiel and there's some mm-hmm. others. You look at Yamagan, right?
He looks
straight, right?
Yeah.
Eliab down in Miami, right? There's a lot of our brothers and sisters, right, because we have a prototypical idea of what Latinos look like, right? And most people put the more conquistador-looking ones. It's what it is, right,
mm-hmm.
with the mixing, the mm-hmm. ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they put in their mind. But there's also some that look straight, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Prototypical black, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they tolerate these ones a little bit because they look, you know, not so black, right? So anyway, she says, you see a Twitter thing here. It says, "Latinos are black. We have to have conversations around colorism." Now, colorism, it is true. I think you do need to have conversations around that. Colorism... just briefly goes into identifying races by the complexion of their skin, right? And we definitely don't do that according to the scriptures. We go by your heritage and you're identifying with the curses, right?
Right, the seed of the father.
The seed of the father, exactly.
According to Numbers 118.
Yeah, not the mother like Jewish people
right.
claim to put out. And she says we have to have conversations around colorism, which is true. I've gone on record on various videos saying we have to get the prototypical Northern Kingdom right idea out of our head, thinking it's a speaky Spanish Mexican looking guy,
right?
Because there's Northern Kingdom in Africa, right? That
mm-hmm.
that looks
the Yoruba,
right?
Predominantly,
so
yeah.
straight up. But then there's also Northern Kingdom here that we went over this last week talking about the cake not turned and all this other stuff. And some of those scriptures may come up again today as we go through this.
They have to.
Yeah, absolutely. So she says, and we have to have conversations around the African and indigenous roots from which we come and how that's reflected in systems of power. And you have to understand something. Colloquially, right, meaning commonly speaking, they're saying African, right? They're saying African. But whenever they say African and indigenous roots in America, what they typically mean is the seed of Shem,
mm-hmm.
right? And down through the lineage of Shem, specifically going into the Israelites, all right? Because you have the seed of Ham, which is the progenitor of the dark races, according to Bible scholars and the Zondervan Bible Dictionary. And there's a difference, right? So just because you come from some place doesn't necessarily mean you're there, right? Like that's your lineage. And that's the point that I want to try to make, because I think a lot of times the mind resets to that, even as you're trying to be conscious of what we're speaking about. So when I see words like African and indigenous in the context of this, I understand they're talking about our people, the Israelites, the mm-hmm. so-called blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans. And we understand not every African, right, like the true seed of Ham, are Israelites. There's a remnant of Israel throughout the continent of Africa and the whole world, right? Bishop's done classes very recently on that, where he went into and showed just how much the various slave trades scattered our
there
people
was
everywhere.
Several arrows that
it's yeah. all through the world. All the arrows. Oh, wow. He's talking about arrows?
No.
We'll tell you later.
on the graphic, slaves went here, slaves went there, slaves went everywhere.
Right. Oh, I get what you're saying. I got it now. It took me a second. I'm a little dense. Exactly. And it was brought out multiple times by different people during that class.
So yes, the same point. Yes.
The same point.
Okay.
So let's play this clip where she's having this little interview, and let's hear her say it in her own words, right? So click on that. I wasn't ready to play the clip. I thought you was just going to read
it. No, he's hitting freaking a lot of rhinos.
He's over here clapping on himself.
Likes.
And now that you talk about race, what do you think the Latinx community should do to stop racism among them and among other races?
Yeah, well, the first thing that's so important is for us to talk about racism within our community and how we are both impacted by racism in the United States and across the world, but also how it exists within our own communities. And, you know, a lot of times I'll hear people say, okay, this is about Black Lives Matter. What about Latinos? And I always say, Latinos are Black. We are Afro-Latina, and we run an entire racial spectrum. And so we have to have conversations around colorism, and we have to have conversations about the African and indigenous roots from which we come and how that's reflected in systems of power, wealth inequality, and frankly, our political system.
Right. So before we even get into the political, I mean, because we know what that's all about. So she says, we run the racial spectrum. So get me down in Hosea about the cake not turned, right? We're going to bring that out again from last week.
This is the book of Hosea, chapter
kind of low.
It could just be your headphone volume, no? Yeah, bring it closer to your mouth. Oh,
this is the book of Hosea, chapter 7, verse 8. Ephraim, he have mixed himself among the people.
Right? So it says, Ephraim, he have mixed himself among the people. We went over this last week, that mixing goes with what she was saying, running that racial spectrum, right? Mm-hmm. Because before I even get into modern day captivities of mixing, right? Because everybody, when we say mixing, we think conquistadors right away.
Yep.
Right. Northern Kingdom from Egypt,
mm-hmm.
from the Assyrians, from the Babylonians, from the Persian Medians, from the Greeks to the Romans, till every captivity up until today have been intermixing, all right? For a lot longer than the remnant of Judah that was still in Africa were doing.
Right.
Right. So you have to understand that there was many, many generations that diluted things, right? Because the major diaspora for what's known as the Jews, mm-hmm. which would largely be Southern Kingdom. There were remnants, we understand, of Northern Kingdom there, just like there were some remnants of Southern Kingdom here, which will get back to the whole mm-hmm. spectrum that she's speaking about. that wasn't until 70 AD that they had that diaspora. And when they did, where did they wind up going? Africa. So mm-hmm. their mixing was more with Africans.
Right.
So they had millennia, literally, of intermingling with darker races, whereas we wound up intermingling much more with lighter races as time went on.
Right, especially when the conquistadors came here. Because remember, we were actually, well, like you mentioned, 722 BC was when the Assyrian Cathay was when we started mixing.
Right.
And then it continued on more so when the conquistadors
came. Well, and we can't discount Egypt. There was some mixing in Egypt as well.
That's a heavy point because people don't understand that the law was just reintroduced to us when we came out of Egypt,
that is
right?
Correct. That
so,
is correct. That's a good point.
So in like Deuteronomy 7 and 3, when it says to not take their daughters for wives and vice versa, their sons, that was just a reintroducing of that law because that's what we were doing in Egypt.
Hey, and you have to understand something. It wasn't just of those captivities. When a ruling power was in rule, they had other nations under their governance. You read that in Nehemiah where he says they were mixed with Moabites, but they were coming out of the Persian Median captivity. But he says that they mixed with Moabites. They mixed with Ammonites, Amalekites. So it wasn't just Elam, right, which is what is known as Elam today, which is East Indians, the Persian Median, that they were mixing with at that time. They were mixing with all the nations, even when they were on what's considered that side of the world back then. Right. So this I'm saying this so that you get the understanding of the mixing among the people that the scriptures is speaking about. All right. So read this again.
Book of Hosea, chapter 7, verse 8. Ephraim, he have mixed himself among the people.
So Ephraim, he have mixed himself among the people. Right. Come on.
Ephraim is a cake not turned.
Ephraim is a cake not turned, meaning like one side is dark, one side is light. Get me the one about my heritage is a speckled bird. Let's read that also.
That's Jeremiah 12.
Yep.
It
would be like
this. This is the book of Jeremiah, chapter 12, verse 9. Mine heritage is unto me as a speckled bird.
God's heritage are the Israelites. And he's letting you know that a speckled bird, can we look up a speckled bird so we can see the different colors and stuff like that? Right.
Right. As he's getting that, speckled bird is the same species, right, which would be equivalent to the same nation, but they look different. Mm-hmm. This is why the Most High made that analogy. You'll see when he puts it up. Freaking coming. What was he in that movie? There you go.
Yeah, so look up speckled bird.
Stair cat.
All right. Right. So, yeah, why don't we get the first one? That's right there. That's a good example. And you see all the different colors that are on there, right? You got black, you got white, you got beige, you got shades. No, go up. You had that big one up there was fine. You got shades of yellow in there, flecks of lighter brown. So you get an idea of the imagery of what a speckled bird looks like. And the speckled bird, they're all the same, like Captain Aparin was saying, they're all the same race, basically. They're all the same bird species.
Species, right.
But they have different colors. So now even go down and show some of the other ones, right? So, right, look. So there's some reddish hue, there's some bluish hue. There's a reason why, like, you know, you can't just say, oh, okay, he was saying that, because you're going to have people who, you can argue anything, right? Just like lawyers, so you can litigate anything. It doesn't mean it's going to.
You can indict a ham sandwich.
Anything, right? You can indict a ham sandwich. But it goes to show you that that means that we're going to run a different spectrum of appearance, all right? So this is going back to what Cortez was saying about we run a spectrum. Right. Of different races within us, which explains the different appearances. Right. So it says, so he's a cake not turned. Let me go to Hosea. Let me get 8. And let's read 9 so that you can understand that it definitely and literally meant that. And then which one in Hosea is Hosea where it says miscarrying womb?
Nine. Right? Hosea 9.
Nine.
Yep.
14.
Hosea 9. And you want to start about I would start at 12. I would start at 11. Kyle.
Yeah, I was looking at 11 before.
Yeah, start at 11 because that way you'll know who they're talking about. I mean, when it says Ephraim, brothers and sisters that are watching it, and sometimes it's just the tribe of Ephraim. And being that Ephraim is the head tribe of the northern kingdom, it's reflecting all of them.
Right? Actually, we're going to start at...
You could even start higher. You can. Yep. I didn't know how far you wanted to go. But yeah, you could go
9.
Deep.
No, we'll start at 9. But first read 8 and 9. And then we're going to read 9 and 9.
This is the book of Hosea, chapter 8, verse 9. For they are gone up to Assyria, a wild ass alone by himself. Ephraim have hired lovers.
Right. So he says Ephraim have hired lovers. So you know when it's talking about mixing himself among the people, it says he have hired lovers, meaning that, right, it was sex. They went and they intermingled. Now, you'll get the question and then say, well, if they intermingled, then how do you know who to or whatever? Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, there needs to be some sifting through the sieve, like Christ said he's going to do. He's going to take the wheat from the tares in those last days. Yep. But you go by what your father is in this scripture. But just so you understand that the Most High cleared a lot of that up, right? And this is why I said genealogy is like a fool's discussion in the scripture, because the way things are set up now, you can only go back but so far because of the destruction of our history.
Hey, Kai, real quick, before you get in there, also, I was watching a YouTube video about the Afro-Latinos, and they did the DNA test, and they came back from the mother. They did not go to the father. Their results came back through their mother.
Right.
Plus the scripture says that wisdom will not dwell in a malicious soul.
Yeah.
So if there's if that person is not Israel, there's something within this truth. One of these laws is going to be contrary to their life, and they're going to be offended, and they're going to leave anyways.
Right. Exactly. So Hosea 9:9, so we can explain how the Most High corrected this thing and preserved this remnant. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. This is the book of Hosea, chapter 9:9. They have deeply corrupted themselves.
Right. And while Hosea does mention Judah, southern kingdom, a little bit in Hosea, this is mostly a admonition to northern kingdom, right?
The whole book
of Hosea,
it's a beatdown. Spiritual beatdown.
Right. It's a spiritual beatdown to northern kingdom. So when he says they have deeply corrupted themselves, he's speaking specifically about northern kingdom, and he names Ephraim because Ephraim was the head of the northern kingdom tribes. Come on.
As in the days of Gibeah. Therefore, he will remember their iniquity. He will visit their sin.
Now, this corruption is twofold. It is with idolatry, but it stems also, the idolatry is a result of the mixing with the people, picking up other people's customs. You read that, I think, in Nehemiah 13, where he says they couldn't speak the language because they were mixing.
Yep.
And they followed after, like, the sins of Solomon, going unto other because of strange women from other nations, they also picked up the idolatry of those other nations.
That's part of the law when he says, don't take on their daughters for wives because they will stop you from following me.
And that's the main reason why he says it.
And you see that today. I think I made this point on the show a few weeks back. You see that today where let's say a Jewish person marries a Catholic, right? I know it sounds really outrageous.
Which we know someone personally that happened.
Right. And what will happen is, one either has to succumb fully to the other, and it's usually they'll succumb to the Jewish way, depending on how rooted he is in that, or they'll do both in the household.
Our cousin.
Right. And it's confusion. So they'll celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah. They'll celebrate, you know, all the Jewish holidays and all the American and Christian holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you see that in modern times now. Right. And usually, though, most people will succumb to the other one. Right. So like, you know, somebody who's heavily Muslim. Right. Hey, you got to convert to Islam if you're going to marry me. Right. So and they'll roll like that.
Trump's daughter converted because he had told her. From what I've read, that he would not marry a non-Jewish woman.
Right.
So she converted.
Right. So you see that a lot. So it's not surprising to realize that that would be the results of things historically as well. Right. So there's a lot that comes to that. So he says they have corrupted themselves. Right. Where's the other one that says corrupted the holy seed? Oh, gosh. It just popped into my head now. I didn't have that written down. Look for that. It says something like that. Corrupted the holy seed. And read on. No, you stay with me.
Hosea chapter 9, verse 10.
Come on.
I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness.
Right. So there's that wilderness, that shades of Romans where he talks about the wild olive branch. Right. Again, speaking about northern kingdom. Right. And he says, I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness, right? This is how he likens Israel. Come on.
I saw your fathers as the first stripe, fig tree at her first time.
Meaning he's talking about purity of lineage, right? Just like a wild grape, a wild this, right? The first stripe in the fig tree at her first time. Come on.
But they went to Baal Peor and separated themselves unto the shame. And their abominations were according as they loved.
Meaning they followed after the lust of their heart, the lust of other things, right? And part of that was the desire of the other nations. Now, read.
As for Ephraim, their glory shall fly away like a bird from the birth and from the womb and from the conception.
Because our glory, first and foremost, is that you are what your father is. You're an Israelite by the seed of your father, right? Come on.
Though they bring up their children, yet I will bereave them, that there shall not be a man left. Yea, woe also to them when I depart from them.
Read on. Well, I'm going to explain all this when we get to the main part. Come on.
Ephraim, as I saw Tyrus, is planted in a pleasant place, but Ephraim shall bring forth his children to the murderer.
Meaning that we will give our children in marriage to the other nations, right? This goes into the mixing. He says he will bring them. This is why it says their glory shall fly away like a bird from their birth. He says, though they bring up their children, yet I will bereave them. Meaning, though they mix, I'm going to fix this, right? And he says, but they bring forth their children to the murderer. Come on, verse 14.
Give them, O Lord, what will thou give? Give them a miscarrying womb. And dry breath.
So it says, give them a miscarrying womb and dry breath, meaning the Most High identified many of the ones that were not the seed of their father, and he killed those babies, and he killed them. That's how he handled that. That's how he handled that. Because remember, it goes by the seed of the father. So if an Ephraimite man, right, was with a heathen woman, that child is still an Ephraimite. It's still a child of Israel. Right? You can't find it? Let me try to look for it.
Show us the wording, because there's quite a few of them that talk about the mingling.
Let me see something. I'm going to look for it. Y'all say something. I'm going to try a proximity search.
Right. So at the end of the day, the commandment was, like Captain Amariah brought out, not to mingle, because the main reason was that they would take you away from honoring, okay, and following him. Remember, he says he's a jealous God, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
Go ahead.
As just like on a small scale, small example, there's been times when we've been at camp, right? And then we are engaging with a brother. Hey, you know, do you see yourself on this sign? So on and so forth, right? And then his heathen girlfriend or wife or whoever is there with him, that's not on the sign, is obviously offended at what's
right.
coming out.
Right.
And is, oh, look, let's go. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's offended.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry. It wasn't corrupt. Get Ezra 9 and 2.
Okay, we had that.
That was the one I wanted.
Okay, yeah,
it didn't say
that.
Corrupt. There is one in Malachi, I think, 2 and 3, that says something. Check that out for me.
He
that might be a good one.
He says that he will corrupt your seed in Malachi.
Yeah, so that's a good one. So we understand that's part of the curses, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. That goes with Hosea 9, where it says they have deeply corrupted themselves, right? But it was by the Lord's hand. So Ezra 9, let me see if I want to start at 2. Hold on, 2 is the point. Let me see. I knew it was through my reading that I had seen it recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we might as well, right? Yeah, that goes exactly with it, right? Come on, let's read that, Ezra 9 and 1.
This is the book of Ezra, chapter 9, verse 1. Now when these things were done, the princes came to me, saying, the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the land.
The opposite of not separated themselves, right, means mixed, right? I'm saying similar, right? So he says mix themselves, right? So they have not separated themselves. They have mixed themselves. Come on.
Doing according to their abomination.
Their abominations, what we read in Hosea, that's the thing that they love, right? Come on.
Even of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Egyptians and the Amorites.
Right now, this primarily in Ezra's time is more southern kingdom than northern. But remember, there was always remnants of all tribes dwelling together at some point. Right. But I'm bringing this point out to make you understand that this corruption of the seed, this is what it's talking about, that it's corrupted when you're mixed. Right. So come on.
For they have taken of their daughters for themselves. And for their sons.
And for their sons, right? So they took their daughters for themselves and for their sons. Come on.
So that the holy seed have mingled themselves with the people of those lands.
Our seed is a holy seed. The seed of Israelite men is holy seeds, right? So it says the holy seed have mingled themselves or mixed with the people of those lands. Come on.
Yay. The hand of the princes and rulers have been chief in this trespass.
And it says the hand of the rulers, right? And say it again, the hands of the rulers and what?
And the princes.
And the princes,
Have been chief in this trespass,
meaning they were like pushing it. So it was done at like leadership level. So everybody was going to it. And that becomes a problematic because you're mixing the holy seed. You're corrupting it. Now, let's just read the one in Malachi real quick. And you understand that this was part of the curse, right? This was part of the curses of the many that we were going to experience as a people, right?
Malachi 2 and 3.
This is the book of Malachi, chapter 2, verse 3. Behold, I will corrupt your seed and spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your solemn feast, and one shall take you away with it.
Right. So he said, I will corrupt your seed. This is what he's talking about. It's this intermingling. Now, go back to Hosea 9 and let's read verse 14 again so you can see how things got cleared by the Most High's hand, right? Just like it was God's power, like we read in Malachi, to allow this corrupting of seed to go on, he also knows how to make the seed holy again, right? Come on.
This is the book of Hosea, chapter 9, verse 14. Give them, O Lord, what will thou give? Give them a miscarrying womb.
He said he was going to give those corrupted seeds a miscarrying womb. This is how a remnant of the Israelites was able to survive. Yeah, there's a few here. There's another one in First Ezra.
Yeah,
they and their sons have married with their daughters, and the holy seed is mixed with the strange people of the land. And again, it says almost the same thing like Ezra 9, right? And it says, from the beginning of this matter, the rulers and the great men have been partakers of this iniquity. It's a sin to mix with the other nations.
Because it's been happening with our people forever.
Right. Right.
Forever, that's why only a remnant was gonna be saved for that reason.
Right, exactly. So let's go back to the article, right? We brought that up to clean that up. So everybody was upset, much like our people get upset with AOC because she said they black, right? So I'm gonna read the article. She says she continued. We run an entire racial spectrum. We just covered that. So we have to have conversations around colorism. We absolutely do.
Yes.
We have to have conversations around colorism and stop making the Israelites about color. We just showed you a speckled bird and how in Jeremiah, the prophet said that the heritage is like a speckled bird. We just went over how all the mixing and everything happened. We've gone over almost ad nauseum about how the likes of Lenny Kravitz, Wentworth Miller, right? You look at Lenny Kravitz and Bob Marley and say that they're Israel, but their fathers are Edom. They're white.
De Blasio.
You would look at Wentworth Miller and see him light skinned with light eyes and by their standards, he's not Israel,
right.
Even though his father looks like Shaft, Wentworth Miller's dad. You look at Wentworth Miller's pop, right? Logic's another one.
Rashida Jones,
she's another one, right?
Quincy Jones' daughter.
Yep, exactly. So it says, so we have to have these conversations around colorism. And of course, when you bring it up to modern times with the mixing with the conquistadors, right. And then as they murdered and the real Holocaust in the earth of the murder and destruction of the Northern Kingdom over here, including Native Americans. Right. So the indigenous people on this side of the world or the Aboriginal. All right. Then they had to start bringing Judah over. Right. And the darker Northern Kingdom that was in Africa back over here. That's another.
Right.
Hey, that's another way to magnificent the Most High. He brought Northern Kingdom from over there back here. And had them mixed with
because the prophecy was that Ephraim was going to bring all the tribes to the end of the earth, right? That could not have happened if everyone was genocide or extinct or extinguished in the Caribbean islands when the conquistadors came.
Right.
So they thought they were bringing African slaves, they replenished
the Northern Kingdom,
and there's a scripture on that.
There's
a scripture.
Bring it up.
Go ahead, talk. I'll get it.
So it says, we run an entire racial spectrum, so we have to have conversations around colorism, and we have to have conversations around the African and indigenous roots from which we come. And this is what we're discussing. And the African part is when the transatlantic slave trade came over and they started to bring them because they killed so many of us. There wasn't a lot of us left to work the fields in the numbers that they wanted us to. And guess what they did? They brought Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and they also brought Ephraim and some of the other Northern Kingdom tribes that stayed and were mingled in Africa after the diaspora. And so the Most High is that this was the ways he brought the Holy See back as well. So he says, how that was reflected in systems of power, wealth, inequality, and frankly, our political system. And we know how it's reflected here in America. Ostriches, and they put their head in the sand and say racism doesn't exist. or they say that, you know, we are looking for racism and things, or it's very prevalent and they're very open about it, right? Especially in the age of you know, Trump. So it says AOC, however, did not expand on how wealth inequality and the system reflect colorism, right? Well, you know, I mean, she's done that in various other times. She just didn't do it in that segment. So one Hispanic American Twitter user found her statement offensive, writing, "Don't you dare use our brown skin to co-opt the black experience in America." So now you got this thing. Now you're saying you're trying to take the black experience in America as far as their contributions to our nation's development and culture. Well, we're one people. That's more part of that rhetoric to say that we're different people and we're not. This actually plays right into the whole racism and inequality and the colorism. So, you know, I don't know who this guy is, Dr. Sanchez or whatever, but this was his retort. He says, just because we aren't white doesn't mean we are to cling to black America's unique history. Well, their unique history is the same unique history as our unique history.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
We're one people. Israel and Judah were oppressed together. Can we get that real quick?
Yeah, I found it, by the way, whenever you read it.
Okay, yeah. Let me just read this in Joel, and then I'll let you go back to that.
This is the book of Jeremiah, chapter 50 and verse 33. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together.
All right. So, again, it says the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together, right? So, yes, we have the same experience in America, right? We have a unique history here as well. We've gone over the Mexican lynchings here,
yep.
The lynching of Hispanics, the lynching of Native Americans. All right. He says in his thing, we Hispanics are not black. Don't you dare use our brown skin to co-opt the black American experience. And this is the part where we get the title of the show, right? Where it talks about white. You want the white privilege, mm-hmm. but you don't want the black smoke.
Right.
AOC is not saying that. But this Ruben Diaz Sanchez is very indicative of a lot of our Northern Kingdom brothers and sisters, a lot of the Latino community, where they're saying this type of rhetoric because they like to walk that line,
mm-hmm.
because they want the benefits that they can skate by with. Hey, I've jokingly said it before. My complexion probably on the surface lets me get away with some things. But I've also ones who can see past that or They you know, there's some who can, you notice, hey, that this person isn't your prototypical.
Yeah, right.
Right. What, yeah. I would think, just because their skin color is this way. I've also experienced the racism on the other end of that. I've been denied jobs when they found out I'm Hispanic, whatever it is. I've gone through all that stuff. Followed in stores, all the little typical daily things that happen, yeah. in modern times. And this is why we say they don't want the black smoke. You don't want it. You don't. The real reason he's saying that is don't identify with that is because he has probably made himself to want to be integrated into that. That's the mixing with them,
yep.
that you still see to this day. Let me get Hosea 7 again real quick. I just want to read the part about gray hairs are upon his head. Strangers have devoured his strength, because that's really the essence of wanting the white privilege, but don't want the black smoke, right?
Right. And if you know anything about his father, he replaced his father. His father was the Bronx Borough president.
Oh, that's okay? His son. That's
right.
Okay.
That's the son. And he's darker than the Ace of Spades.
Yep. Yep.
Hmm. Woolly hair, the whole thing.
All right, so read that.
This is the book of Hosea, chapter 7, verse 9.
Right.
Strangers have devoured his strength.
Talking about Northern Kingdom. And they've devoured our strength by mixing and by getting into our heads to believe this BS that Ruben Sanchez Jr. is saying, right? Come on.
And he knoweth it not.
And it says, and he knoweth it not. This is the thing. He sits there and he don't know it. He's saying, oh, well, we're not black. Don't say we're black, right? Just don't take brown people. And he says, we're not black. And you knoweth it not. He's devoured your strength, because you still, by this means, want to integrate yourself. You want to be white. You want to try to get part of that white privilege. But then you're shocked and offended when you get some of the black smoke. Meaning what? But when people call you niggas with straight hair.
Straight hair niggas, yep.
Or whatever it might be. Yeah, strangers have devoured his hair, he knoweth it not. Come on.
Yea, gray hairs are here and there upon him, yet he knoweth it.
And here's
not.
The other thing. The gray hairs, yes, is going into age, meaning he's old and gray and still doesn't realize that the other nations have devoured your strength, which is the identity of your holy seed, keeping these commandments in the faith of Christ. But gray hairs are supposed to represent wisdom. and you're so wise in so many other things to sit here and talk and have your doctorates and degrees and all this other stuff, but you can't see the forest for the trees, like they say, and not see that this supposed black experience, right? Because I'm with AOC. When I hear black, I feel like our people are included in that.
That's right.
Because of what the scripture says about our curses that we're under, the plight of our people and what we experience. So that goes into that black smoke part. Let me just read this. I know you found the scripture. It says, some laughed at her claim, right? So whoever this Tom Elliott guy is, he says, Latinos are black. So he puts a meme. He goes, you ain't black. He puts a Biden meme. You ain't black. So I guess he's using, because Biden made a statement, said if you don't vote for him, you ain't black. So he was laughing at her. I'm sure there's a lot more. It says, others who have faced ridicule for appropriating another race include former presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren, because she was trying to say she's Native American.
Right.
And he says President Trump was calling her Pocahontas, and Rachel Dolezal. So now they're basically saying that part of that divide, part of this crafty council to keep us separated is if so-called brown people start to say that we're the same people,
mm-hmm.
they're going to say that we're trying to appropriate their race. What the misconception is that we are the same race, just a speckled bird. Go ahead. Bring out what you got, Kev.
Right. So Kev brought out a few minutes ago that the slaves that came from West of Africa to the Caribbean and to the North America, Central and South, okay, were mixed. Not only was it Southern Kingdom, but it was Northern Kingdom. And here's the proof on that. So read Isaiah. We're going to read 49 and 14, and then we're going to jump down to 21 and 22.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 14. But Zion said,
Zion, Israel, okay, the nation of Israel, Zion's interchangeable with Israel. Go ahead.
The Lord hath forsaken me.
The Lord hath forsaken me. This is what we have said, right? The Lord has forsaken me. Go ahead.
And my Lord hath forgotten me.
And hath forgotten me. 21.
Verse 21. Then shalt thou say in thine heart.
And our minds is what we're going to say.
Who hath begotten me these, seeing I have lost my children.